Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Carrie Lake joins the program for a big announcement. And Michael Seifert, we go through how Target hates you and your values. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Support our program, charliekirk.com/support. David from Tennessee, thank you. Stephanie from Michigan, thank you. Stephen from Pennsylvania. Andre from California. Grace from California. Allie from Kentucky, thank you so much. William from Illinois. And Mike from Arizona, charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support. As always, you can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is the woman who should be governor of Arizona, terrific American, Carrie Lake. Carrie, welcome back to the program.
Oh my gosh, it's great to be here. Thank you, Charlie, for having me.
So Carrie, some unfortunate news from a judge. Walk us through it. You guys had a really great case, but not the legal outcome we wanted. Walk us through it.
No, it's obviously not what we wanted, but it's exactly what I expected. I wasn't surprised. The judge has ruled against us before, and I was more wanting to get the information out, not just to one man, the judge sitting on the bench. I wanted the information to get out to the good people of Arizona that our elections are being run like a circus, that the laws that our legislators put in place are being disregarded, and that signature verification, that one security feature that makes sure that mail-in ballot that with our most sacred vote in it is actually being followed. And we showed that it's not being followed, that they are very flippant about how they handle this, that they're approving signatures in 2 seconds. It's not humanly possible. And frankly, there's not enough seconds in the day to approve the number of mail-in ballots that are coming in to Maricopa County. And we didn't get the ruling we wanted from that one man, from the judge, but we have put out the information and shown the people of Arizona that our elections aren't just subpar. They're a complete debacle. And we have to work to improve them and to fix them. And that's what I plan to do. We think in our first case that we proved beyond a reasonable doubt that what was going on in our elections on election day when our tabulators weren't working and 250,000 ballots were rejected, more than half of the voters had their ballots rejected. We proved that Arizonans were disenfranchised. And while we didn't get the result we want, that has not deterred us, and we will continue to fight. And we have several more avenues that we can take in the legal system to continue our fight to get honest elections for all Arizonans, Democrat, Independent, and Republicans alike.
Let's play cut 32. This is Kurt Olson. This is amazing to me. There is no signature verification. It is a fraud. It is a scam. Play cut 32.
Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than between 0 and 2.99 seconds with a 99.97% approval rating. That's not signature review, Your Honor. Simply flashing a signature on the screen, clicking a button, and moving on is not signature review.
So, Carrie, basically what Maricopa County was doing, if I understand it correctly, was basically pushing a button as quickly as possible, not reviewing signatures. Who's in charge of that exactly?
Yeah. And can you believe that a judge is okay with that? Wow. Yeah, they're just doing this. Pressing the approve button, approve, approve, approve. No scrolling down to actually compare signatures. It is a complete joke, and this is why we need to reform our elections. And this is Ray Valenzuela. He took the stand. He didn't know the difference between an average and a percentage, and yet he's trying to crunch the numbers and tell us that everything they're doing is fine. And another thing we learned in this trial was that 99 people are behind the scenes doing signature verification with no cameras on them. They're not being watched. You know, they want us to believe that this is a really airtight operation, that cameras are being, running at all times to make sure no funny business is happening. And then we find out that 99 additional people can approve signatures behind the scenes, frankly, in their own homes. People like Bill Gates and people like Stephen Richer and Ray Valenzuela. I mean, Stephen Richer and Bill Gates started a super PAC to try to bring me down as a candidate. And they can be home sitting in their underwear, pressing the approve button on signature verification. We have a joke of an election system. And I think we've done a pretty good job proving that.
What does the law say as far as checks and balances for signature verification? Are we allowed to watch them review signatures? Because apparently this was out of the sight of cameras. What does the law say in regards to how this process is supposed to unfold?
Well, what the people who run our election say is that they're fully transparent. That's a joke. I mean, honestly, if you've got people in back rooms that are approving things without cameras on them, no observers, they don't have a Democrat and a Republican watching them, they have no observers, that's going on means that we have to change our elections. And we need to actually put that into law, that we are actually making sure every single verification is watched and can be tracked, not in your home, not at your dinner table, not in your car, and not in your office behind closed doors. These are the same guys running super PACs against people on the ballot. That should be outlawed as well. We need to have people running our elections who are unbiased and don't show that bias. And this is the same county, Charlie, that's going to determine the next president in our country. And we already have Stephen Richer online spouting off on Twitter, attacking me and attacking President Trump. Well, I know that President Trump's going to be on that ballot. Do you think that Stephen Richer is going to be fair when it comes to counting the voters who are voting for President Trump ballot? I'm not so sure he is. As a matter of fact, I don't think he will be fair. And we've got a real problem. And that's why exposing the problem is the first step. And we're going to have to start doing something about it as well.
So then what is there to do? What do you think the next steps are? Because Katie Hobbs is not going to sign any election integrity anytime soon.
Well, I'm a big believer that she shouldn't have to. Our Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1, I'm sure there's going to be somebody out there who corrects me, but I believe it's that one. It calls for our state legislators to decide the manner and the place and the time and how we vote for. And so we shouldn't have to go through Katie Hobbs. It should come directly out of our legislature. And that's what Sonny Borelli was saying with this resolution they passed about these machines. He said that the counties have to get rid of any machines, tabulators that are not up to the DOD, Department of Defense standards. And the Department of Defense standards says that we have to have machines with components made here in America, not by our adversaries in China. This was the basis, by the way, of our lawsuit. I filed a lawsuit about a year and a half ago trying to get rid of these machines because they aren't safe. It's a national security risk. And I think that when they try to fight Sonny on this, they're going to find out that he is constitutionally right with what he's saying. And we're going to have to get involved as well and use our voices and speak out against this. I'm really appalled, Charlie, at the number of Republicans out there that want to say, don't talk about 2020. Don't talk about 2022. Just move forward. You know what? All of our policies are forward looking and are about solving the problems that we're facing now and in the future. But if we can't get fair elections, that doesn't matter how great our policies are. It doesn't matter how incredible our candidates are. They can put forth terrible, brain dead, idiotic candidates and win when they have elections that are being run like we're in a third world nation, being run by people like Stephen Richer and Bill Gates.
So if the legislature could do that, why didn't they do that ahead of your race in 2022?
Well, I think they tried to pass a lot of legislation, and even with the Republican governor who didn't seem to
You said the governor doesn't matter, right? Why didn't they just fit? Why?
Yeah, they should have. They did, because they were following what they always did. You pass a law, and you have the governor sign it. This is kind of a new way of a new approach that I think we need to look at. And I think they're starting to realize that we can't count on having people, even with the Republican in office, to do the right thing. The state legislatures have a lot of power when it comes to our elections, and we are going to be doing more as well. If they think that this ruling that I sulked out of bed this morning, I jumped out of bed and said, let's go. We're not stopping. The mothers and fathers in this country have had enough, and we're standing up, and we will take back our government. The government belongs to we, the people. And I'm working right now with my legal team, Charlie. This is not the end of the road for us. There are many ways that we can move forward. I'm not prepared to announce what we're doing next on that. But I last night had a long conversation with my legal team. And there are several roads and avenues that we can take. And we will take each and every one of them. Keeping the pressure on these people. Keeping the pressure on exposing what they're doing. And I don't know, frankly, how they get out of bed, walk down the street. They should hang their heads in shame for the way they're running our elections and what they're doing to their fellow citizen.
I don't know about you, but it takes a lot to shock me these days. To see our judicial system resemble a third world banana republic, to see trusted American companies embrace insane and destructive woke ideologies is sometimes depressing. We must fight back, and that starts with changing the way we spend our money. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because another option did not exist. Well, now it does. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by left-wingers working hard to destroy America. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech and religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie, or call them at 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code CHARLIE. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. That's patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That's patriotmobile.com/Charlie, or call them at 878-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. 100% endorsement. I love Glenn and the whole team there. I use it and you should too. Check it out. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. So, Carrie, you got a big announcement today. What is that?
Well, you'll have to find out, Charlie. It's at 1 o'clock Arizona time, 4 o'clock Eastern, and you can find it on our Rumble. We're going to be streaming it live on Rumble, and you can find it on our social media. You can watch it right there on your phone, and I think it's going to be an impactful announcement that we're making this afternoon. So I'm hoping you'll tune in. What else do you have to do? Charlie.
We will be tuning in. And so Carrie, you've been bashing. Go ahead.
I want to say something. I have the judgment from the judge, the Honorable Peter A. Thompson. And I just think I want to say that I'm disappointed in this ruling. And I think that the judge chose the easy thing to do, not the right thing to do. But I understand that some men are fearful. We are opening up a Pandora's box here when we start to dig in and see how our elections are run. And I'm not afraid to do the scary things, the tough things. And we need to all of us stand up and realize that we are on the precipice of losing our country if we don't start doing the tough thing. And sometimes that means ruffling feathers. Sometimes that means losing money, walking away from money, walking away from a job, a paycheck. We're starting to see more and more people do the right thing, which is the hard thing. But we are, as human beings, built to do the hard thing. We're losing so much of the generation that came before us that saved the world, really. And we are the generation that's going to save the world. And I have 100% faith. I jumped out of bed and said, let's go. Let's go. There was a word in between it, but I'm not going to say that on your show. And I'm ready and raring to go. This is a little bump in the road, and we expected this bump. And we are moving forward. We've got lots to do to save our country.
So, Carrie, you have a book coming out, Unafraid. Tell us about it.
Oh, thank you for asking. It's coming out. It'll be released on June 27th. I appreciate you asking, Charlie. You can find it right now on Amazon. You can find it at winningpublishing.com. You can go there to buy it, or just on Amazon and pre-order it. So it'll be at your door on on June 27th. And it really is a look back a little bit at my early life, a little bit on this amazing journey that God set me on when he gave me the courage to step away from my job in the media, when I realized that the media is pushing propaganda, not truth. And little did I know that God had this amazing plan in store for me and for us. And so we take you along on the journey, and then we talk about what's next. And I think there's some really great things next for our country. I have absolute faith that we're pulling through all of this, and we're going to come out on the other side much better and much stronger. And actually, we're going to come together as people. So I hope you'll buy it. Father's Day's coming along. I know it's a little bit late for Father's Day, but give your dad a note and say, hey, I got Carrie's book for you. I think the men out there will appreciate this read as well.
And so Carrie, you're coming and speaking at our Young Women's Leadership Summit in Dallas, Texas. Tell us about kind of what you're going to be speaking about. Biological women only. Tell us about it.
Yes, I am woman. Hear me roar. I can't wait, actually. I have to tell you, Charlie, one of my favorite speaking events I ever did was at your Young Women in Leadership Summit 2 years ago. I'm so inspired by the young people that you bring in that come into these summits and these events. They actually inspire me because I'm a middle-aged woman. I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind and do what's right. But when you see young people who have the courage to stand up in these difficult times with the peer pressure and the cancel culture, that is inspiring. I don't know exactly what my speech is. I'm working on it right now. But I think I'm going to tap into that strength that these young people have because it's really impressive. It impresses me. You know, I said we're losing the greatest generation. I think that we have another great generation coming up that's going to do amazing things. And I know that because many of them were on my campaign. It was filled with young people and students and teenagers and kids in their 20s who are looking at the horizon and what's happening, and they don't like what they're seeing. And they realize that it's in their control to actually chart the course for their future. And they just are the most incredible group of young people. I'm looking forward to it. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak to them.
Carrie Lake will be watching your announcement. God bless you. We're behind you 100%. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit, go to tpusa.com/YWLS. That is tpusa.com/YWLS. There's the graphic right there. Dallas, Texas. If you are a lady, a mom, a young woman, someone that wants to get involved, Carrie Lake will be there. Look at that lineup. It's unbelievable. Candace Owens, my wife will be there, Laura Ingram. It's going to be incredible. Check it out at tpusa.com/YWLS. There's no event quite like it in the entire country. The Young Women's Leadership Summit, Dallas, Texas, for a couple days. If you are a conservative, if you're a Christian woman and you say, hey, you know, I just feel alone, I feel isolated, you have to attend this event. It will change your life. tpusa.com/YWLS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Joining us now is the great Michael Seifert. He is the mastermind behind Public Square. We're talking about Public Square. It is the parallel economy, the chance for us to shop our values. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Good to see you, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
People can check it out at publicsq.com. So, Michael, there's so many stories I want to talk about here. The number one is Target. I mean, Target is a big company. I don't think our audience realizes Target should have a huge sign as you welcome Target. If you believe in family values, we hate you. Target hates families. They hate you. Everybody in this audience, stop shopping at these places. And if you do not believe me, let's just watch this one here. Go to Cut 61, please.
We're at Target right now, and there's a lot of controversy going on about all of the Pride stuff that's coming out with kids' clothes and things like that. So we're going to go to the kids' section, and we're actually going to see if they're putting weird, creepy, uncomfy stuff on children's clothing. I'm next to a literal onesie that says whatever the hell that means. We have Glad You Came Out, and I'm So Happy That You're Queer in the kids' section. I'm sorry, but pride and toddler don't belong in the same sentence. So I found an extra small swimsuit in the child section. It says light binding effect on it. And then the bottoms in the kids section, keep in mind, say tuck friendly construction.
Target hates you. Stop shopping there. Make them suffer. Bankrupt them the same way. I mean, look, this is right here. Target holds emergency meeting to avoid Bud Light situation. By the way, this is way worse than Bud Light. Bud Light was one influencer of one can. Target hates you. Michael, your reaction.
Not only is this worse than Bud Light because Bud Light was one can, this is their entire marketing pitch with Target.
Yes.
But take it even further. Bud Light is an adult beverage. This is a kids section of Target. So the fact that they're actually taking it even further than just adult messaging about this trans nonsense, and they're actually trying to target your kids, Target is acting as a groomer in this situation. They want your kids to stumble upon these products here. They're not being shy about that. And even the emergency meeting that you just correctly pointed out, Charlie, they're specifically targeting the Southern stores because they're afraid that the Southern stores are going to produce a Bud Light situation. So all they're now doing is not actually even repenting of the fact that they're trying to groom your children. They're simply trying to pander to minimize the boycotting effect of the conservatives that should be really angered by this and avoiding Target like the plague. So Target does not have a genuine bone in their body. They are now getting scared that we are going to properly associate their brand with really perverse actions toward the next generation. And so we need to step up as consumers and recognize that our dollars clearly have power. Let's make Target hurt, not just in the southeastern United States.
Let's make them suffer. Yes.
Their entire brand.
Yes, Target does not care about your kids. They don't care about family values. They are grooming children. I mean, Michael, what the heck, and I'm going to be nice, is this tuck friendly? Who are these people? Should be investigated. I mean, this is children's stuff. What is this all about?
Well, and Charlie, not only is it appalling and egregious and immoral in every conceivable way, it should be illegal. I mean, if we were to have an adult talking to a child in any other setting about what tuck friendly even means, they'd be arrested. We'd have every single parents group in the United States hopefully speaking up saying that is despicable. But now we're using that in marketing campaigns for one of the largest retailers in the world. It's egregious. This also comes at the back of the Adidas debacle that just took place last week, where they have a full grown man dressed as a woman in a woman's bathing suit on the front page of Adidas's site. If that full grown man were to show up at the neighborhood pool wearing that swimsuit, we should have parents up in arms. But now we're okay with it taking place in one of the largest apparel brands in the world and their marketing campaigns. Like, the fact that we went from 0 to 100 seemingly overnight should appall everyone. And again, the only justified response should be A, calling for investigations into these companies like you just correctly described.
Yes.
But then B, let's absolutely stop giving them our money. This should be a no-brainer at this
point. Republican attorney generals, do you have a heartbeat out there? How about a criminal investigation into Brian Cornwell? Just do it. They would do it to us for being a pervert groomer and putting products towards children. Again, it's one thing people say, oh, this is like Bud Light. Bud Light was like a one-off ambassador thing. This is the CEO has come out and is defending it. Brian Cornell, who is a groomer and a very sick person, very twisted, loves money, and he really has like a fetish for going after children. And he says, this is great. He says, look, most Americans shop at Target, so we want to do the right thing to support families across the country. They think they're untouchable. Target is a $100 billion company with 1,948 stores. By the way, this is not the first thing that Target did. Remember, Target did the thing with the bathrooms. Target has done this for a while. Dick's Sporting Goods hates you guys too when they pulled ammunition out of their stores. These companies run by the C-suite, and this Brian Cornell, who is, he's the CEO, went to UCLA. He's 64 years old, and he's defending it. He says, this is wonderful. He says, this is great. It's a good thing that we have LGBT tuck-friendly swimwear for minors. And so, Michael, but you guys are going about solving it. So here's the problem. Target is the problem. Everybody, bankrupt them. Make them suffer. Make their stock go down. By the way, there's blood in the water. They're freaking out, Michael. They're having emergency meetings. Good. I hope they close stores. I hope they fire people. I hope Brian Cornell loses his golden parachute. I want to see these people go through misery because of their grooming against our children. But you guys are offering an alternative. What is that alternative?
Yeah, we are. We're proud to offer an alternative because, like the listeners of this show, we've been so frustrated, driven to the need for a solution. So we created one. We created publicsq.com. We're the nation's largest marketplace of businesses that do not hate you, of businesses that will refuse to groom your children because they respect family values. These are businesses that are pro-life, pro-family, and pro-freedom. They believe in the rights of the individual. They have taken a stance for those rights. And we have over 52,000 vendors on the platform today of all different industries and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage you to check out the app. We often offer collections, shopping guides, buy ditch campaigns where we showcase to you woke brands. And then we actually show you the alternative so that you can receive incentive to spend money in alignment with your values. Majority of the brands on the platform will give you discounts to shop there as well. So you know that you're putting purpose behind your purchase with companies that refuse to stand opposed to your family's values. And in the process, Charlie, this parallel economy has become this blossoming movement full of consumers that are fed up with what's happening. By the way, mind you, most of the consumers on our platform are actually moms. They are moms. Over 70% of the consumers on our platform are moms that have been driven to action, not because of politics, but because of principles. There's a deeper battle between good and evil that's happening right now. And when the mom audience can mobilize to spend their dollars away from Target and instead with companies that will respect their family's worldview, we're going to see this economy change. I hope Target does suffer, not just in the southern stores. I hope that they've got to call emergency meetings across the entire country. And it's because consumers not only boycotted a brand they no longer believe in, but they are actually moving their spending to brands that they can feel confident in, because it has to involve both of those. You can't just leave a brand behind. You've got to subscribe to a new set of alternatives and help those entrepreneurs prosper. And we're glad to showcase a market of those.
Yeah, I mean, again, these are weird groomer perverts that have taken over the PR communication departments of major corporations. These are CEOs like this Brian Cornell guy, who I think has a fetish towards young kids. It's very weird. He says this is very family friendly, very strange. He should be criminally investigated. And they think they're untouchable. And guess what? Red America has huge purchasing power. Red America, stop buying products at Target. You say, oh, Charlie, what do you go right now to publicsq.com, download the application, and support businesses that don't believe in the grooming of children, that do not believe in outright and total perversion. But it's not just them, by the way. In the audience, how many of you guys own Ford? I'm sure a lot of you. Built Ford Tough, remember that? Well, now it's Built Ford Gay. Not Built Ford Tough. It's now Built Ford Rainbow. I'm not an exaggeration. Ford is all in on the gay agenda. Play cut 60. Michael, they are begging you at Public Square to compete against them. They are begging you to try and create products and services in a marketplace.
Red America is the third largest GDP in the world. It is the third largest GDP in the world. If you look at election data from 2020 and you look at counties that voted conservative and then you look at the GDP breakdown, you'll see that Red America alone is enough capital to power the third largest economy in the world, only behind the United States and China, bigger than Japan. Here's my point. If that group will mobilize and put our dollars to action toward companies that do not hate us, that will embrace the principles that are found in our Constitution that have made this country so special, we can win. But we'll only win if the power structures of society shift back toward we the people and the values that we hold through commerce. So my encouragement to everyone is mobilize your dollars toward your values. Recognize that what you spend your money on is what you'll continue to empower. And we need to empower brands that refuse to groom our kids, that will honor the rights and the values of our families. And we're trying to do that at publicsq.com.
Look, I mean, this is interesting. As the economy gets to be a little bit shakier, these boycotts have a lot more punch. A 10% decrease now in profits, when it was the era of cheap money and soaring profits, these companies were able to be woke with no check and balance. But now with the economy on jitters and rising interest rates, 5% decrease, I mean, you're looking at companies that otherwise felt like they're untouchable. Make them feel your wrath. Do not put a dollar there. And I hope Target has to start closing stores. And I'm sorry for the employees that are going to suffer for this, but maybe you should go work for a company that actually shares your values. But this CEO, Brian Cornell, I hope he loses his golden parachute. Michael, we're going to just have to keep on having you come back, because this is one of the most important things happening in the country is how people spend their dollars. You know, I was with somebody recently and they're very wealthy. Charlie, I'm tired of all the woke stuff. I said, what's your credit card? American Express. I said, they hate you. I said, you know, where do you shop? He said, oh, I shop, you know, with Amazon. I said, they hate you. I said, well, and he's like, well, there's no options. There's no alternatives. I said, you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. You know, seek and you will find. Let's go here. Let's go to Cut 62, the new spokesperson. Remember, it used to be Just Do It with Michael Jordan, Steve Prefontaine. Now it is Dylan Mulvaney, the creep. Play Cut 62. It's disgusting. It's a freak who is dancing around, prancing with Nike. So I guess the question is, I mean, it's Adidas, it's Nike. Michael, is part of the strategy is if that if all the companies in the corporate oligarchy go woke, then it won't really matter? Are they just trying? The incentive structure here is perplexing, but we are seeing finally some cracks. We can make them suffer, especially in a fragile economy. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you're exactly right. They took a bad bet on wokeism to try to sort of placate to 15% of the country that would get all up in arms if they didn't show their support for the trans community. So they just catered to the ones in the society that have utilized the bullhorns the most, which are these angry blue-haired they-thems. What they're learning now, though, is that while we may have at one time been apathetic about the move toward woke capital, no longer. We're not anymore. We are standing up and we're tired of it. So when Nike comes out and they make a total mockery of women, slapping their audience base in the face, when Adidas puts a man in a woman's swimsuit and does the same, slapping their audience in the face, when Target puts entire sections of their stores dedicated to groomers, which slaps the mom audience, which is their Target customer, in the face, it is the duty of conservative consumers, especially people that believe in the truth, to stand up and mobilize their dollars elsewhere. And thankfully, we're seeing it now work, not only in the consumer world, Charlie, like we've been talking about in this segment, where we're seeing Target call emergency meetings because they need to change course so they don't end up in a Bud Light situation. We're seeing it in the recent Miller Lite campaign, where they actually removed their advertisement because it was this hyper feminist sort of getting angry at any of their consumers before 2005. We're also seeing, even in the financial institutions world, major corporate entities like Vanguard say, we're out, we're done with ESG, we're backing out, sorry, we took a bad bet on wokeism and it's failing, we're not actually providing returns with these ideologies. So I'm excited because I feel like we're entering a new era where these companies that took a bad bet are now going to feel the pain.
We have an email here. Charlie, I'm done with Target. I can't believe it. I never thought that they would groom like this. I used to spend a couple hundred dollars a month. I am done. I mean, look, Michael, the combined force of Red America, if they're saying to half the country that, you know, we don't care about you. And by the way, if you want to go get creepy, weird, pervert stuff for kids, I only want to say you have a right to do that. It should be illegal. But now we have to seek out targets, target after target. But the thing about Target that's interesting, more so, I mean, Jack Daniels hates you, Ford, you know, CBS, Nike, Adidas, but Target especially, if I were to just say, okay, Target's makeup is largely driven by moms. Is that fair? I think Target, the volume of the purchasing power, the mass volume of purchasing power is moms. And it's time for the mama bears across the country. People say, Charlie, what can I do? School board, how about this? Stop supporting the companies that hate your kids.
Not only are mama bears the majority of Target's audience, they're also the majority of consumers around the country. Over 70% of daily purchases in the household are made by mama bears. And so what I encourage every single mama bear I come into encounter with is recognize the purchasing power that you really do wield. You have the ability to move these companies' decisions away from perversion and toward righteousness and morality again. If you have family values, if you believe in a better future for your kids, one of the greatest fears of parents, Charlie, is that they'll never be able to pass on their values to the next generation. A great way we can preserve our values for the next generation is by making sure that they're not getting indoctrinated by the companies that we're shopping from. And so my encouragement is stand up, use your wallet as a real tool to advance your values and be amazed at what can happen.
Pain is a teacher. You know that from the first time you get burned. And it's time for these corporations to feel the pain, the wrath of Red America. Download the app, publicsq.com. Purchase their companies that their directory has, not the companies that hate you. Michael, thanks so much. We'll have you back on soon. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.